So my talk today, thank you for having me back, is flourish in life. And I use the word flourish because it implies that regardless of what's going on in your life, you can learn how to come through it with grace and ease, right? And with a sense of lightness. I feel as both a counselor and Reiki practitioner and teacher, there are several tools that I've worked with over the years that really lend themselves to allowing you to flourish. In my last talk a few months back, I went over meditation, some strategies for surrendering and letting go. Today, the focus is going to be cultivating some tools and the workshop later today on developing additional ways to cultivate resilience, endurance, and patience. Right. Woof, that's a tall order, right? I'm up for the challenge. And I do feel that these three qualities really do contribute to allowing you to flourish in life. So let's begin. Resilience is the quality of being able to bounce back from the disappointments that may accompany you. We all have had them. Resilience implies flexibility and a certain amount of stamina to keep going, right? We develop this quality over time. Hard to say if we come into this world with it, maybe, but like as we grow and acclimate, we learn. And often it's positive and encouraging people and places that lend themselves to help you develop resilience. Well, I hope today, as a positive and encouraging individual, I can pass on some skills for you as well. So first, I want you to visualize in your mind your own, what I call, resilience rucksack, okay? I came up with the term. I think it's kind of quirky. Maybe it'll bring a smile to your. And think about all the different tools you've learned thus far to deal with challenging circumstances. And like see in your mind, you can even visualize, you can close your eyes, like what's this resilience rucksack made of? Is it canvas? Is it metal? Is it, what color is it? Is it new? Is it torn? Well-worn? How big is it? Let's work on making this rucksack a bit stronger. Something I work with my clients and my students is our own past experiences and bringing them forward. So I want you all here now to think about a time when you had to tap into that tenacity that you possess. So just take a moment, and again, this is how I often talk and present as I go between. Like, let's think about this now. Let's go within and feel it. Think of a time in your life when you had to go the distance. Perhaps you were involved in a complicated work or school project, or you had to deal with your own or a family member's health crisis, or you're dealing with a relationship in transition. Whatever that past challenge was, I'm sure you can reflect that you found a way in some way to get through it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So that's what I'm talking about when I mentioned tenacity. It's like, think about that and now bring it forward. Bring it present here and add it. Let it shine a little bit in that resilience rucksack. Now I'm going to let you just sit with that for a few moments. And again, go back within. And since I do Reiki, energy healing. I'm just going to be holding that and offering that to help strengthen it. And let that strength fill itself up every molecule of your being. Breathe it in deeply. Receive that strength download. And in doing that in a group with friends and community, perhaps there's also a sense of gratitude. And let yourself receive that gratitude too. That's another source of support and encouragement to lend itself to resilience. Now, take a moment and just pause and notice what you notice. Go within again. Kind of scan down and through. What's that resilience rucksack like? Is it a little stronger? Is it a little shinier? We'll continue to add tools and we'll work more with Reiki and energy work after the service as well. Now, moving on to the next topic. This next quality to cultivate of endurance. This is a little different than resilience. Endurance, I feel, is actually the power, the strength that lets you be resilient. So they're a little, right? They're kind of in the same vein, but like endurance really does give you that momentum to go the different distance. So a great image of endurance I saw was recently this summer. I had the opportunity to hike up at Paradise and Mount Rainier. And at about 6,000 feet in elevation, right, it starts to get all rocky and craggy and the plants disappear, but there was like one tree, and it was out on this ridge, and this like tree was like gnarled, and one side of it had branches, the other side didn't, but it had been there for a really long time. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is like, I took a picture of it. It's like, that to me is what endurance looks like, right? It's like you weather the storm and you keep going. Another thing that I was thinking about looking at that tree and taking in that beautiful vista was how endurance requires you really to go the distance, to like be in the moment. So all those skills and tools perhaps that you possess to cultivate mindfulness lend themselves to endurance, right? Endurance is like the opposite of what I call future tripping. We all do it, right? Where we go like into the future of like what's going to happen and how this is all going to pan out. And endurance is like bring it back and drop in and be present. It's difficult to endure anything if you're worried about what or even how something's going to happen. So getting stuck in traffic is a good example of this. So when you're stuck in traffic, you really can't do anything about it. And that's always a great opportunity to practice mindfulness and endurance. You could have done this, that, the other. You could have gotten started earlier, whatever. But in the moment of being stuck in traffic, it can be really beneficial practice of strengthening endurance by like dropping in and being in the stuckness. Like, I am stuck here. Okay. And, you know, I can be up here and be a little flippant about it. But the thing is, when you aren't fighting against being stuck, you're not fighting with yourself in the situation. There's really nothing to endure. You're just in the circumstance. And it's like that tree back up on Mount Rainier, you know? It's like, it is what it is. And it looks the way it does because of the all the weather and all the adversity it's had to face. This way of being, of dropping in, of being mindful, is one way to cultivate endurance. And so to be very present releases attachment to result and to the struggle. So again, now after talking, I'm going to invite you to come back within. And if you want to close your eyes, you can. Take a moment and breathe and scan all the way down from your head to your toes. Perhaps in doing so, you notice some tension. I know just even thinking about traffic might do that, but notice what you notice. Bring your awareness to your breath. Let it go. Let it flow. Stay present in that breath. Taking one, then two nice long breaths. And that's just a momentary meditation. We'll come back and do a little longer one at the end of my talk. But notice what shifted or changed within you when you do that. When you take time in what I talk about in Reiki to honor the pause, to go within, to drop in. It allows you to be softer with yourself. And finally, the last quality to just touch upon, right, is jumping into the pool of patience. So we've got our resilience rucksack. We've been mindful with endurance. Now we're going to jump into the pool. Many times in life, as you know, there's no clear answers in sight. And not knowing something is really the step before what's going to be, what becomes, what manifests. It's necessary, this not knowing place. It's part of the process. It's like a chicken egg before it becomes fertilized is just this gelatinous goop, right, inside a shell. But then once it receives this divine spark, it becomes something, really, or any kind of egg for that matter. So the same thing is true when we're in places of not knowing. We can be so frustrated, so just like, oh my gosh, how is this going to turn out? And I invite you again to welcome this place of inner listening as another tool for helping to cultivate patience. Honoring the pause, practicing gratitude, and noticing what you notice are hallmarks of patience. They're the cornerstones of your own mindful practice, and it's what I teach in Reiki. You know, Reiki means universal energy. It's all around us. We all have the ability to tap into it and let it flow and provide for ourselves a place of peace and surrender and letting go. As you connect to that force, that source, you can't make it happen. It just is. You give yourself permission to receive. It's not about you. It's greater than you. This is what patience is. It's witnessing. It's observing. It's yielding. So for this final meditation, I invite you now to incorporate these qualities of yielding, witnessing, and observing in your being. Think of a time in the past when you were just in a position of observing. Maybe you went out on a hike or a bike ride, or you were just out in nature or in your garden and you were just taking that in. So this is the place I want you to go to now. So taking this time now to go back within, close your eyes, connect to your breath. I'm going to do a little light drumming as I facilitate this meditation. So witness your breath. Witness your mind. Witness your body. You're taking this time now to swim in the pool of patience. See yourself laying in this pool as if you're on this beautiful summer day. The pool contains waves of reassurance. Let those rays just infuse your body, all molecules. This place is exactly where you need to be. Nothing more and nothing less. Any concerns that you have, just fall away, dissolve into this pool of patience. Take another breath. Witness the breath. Witness the mind. Witness the body. Take several more breaths and see the worries floating away in the pool. And you are supported here as you float in this place of non-effort. Honor the pause. Let it flow. Let it go. Let the drum beat take you away as well. If thoughts come, just notice them. Release the urge to fill this space with anything else. Receiving the drum beat with the infusion of healing energy, let yourself go. Connecting to that breath, breathing all the way down and through, down through your head, and your face, your neck, and your shoulders, down through your back, breathing where the breath goes, that healing energy flows, down through your chest, down through your abdomen, down through your low back, just letting go, releasing, restoring, renew, letting it go all the way down through the hips and the legs, the ankles and the feet, And as you release the breath, letting it go down through the feet, let that breath go all the way down through the feet, through the floor, down into beautiful Mother Earth. And in the earth, finding your own rock, crystal, shell, or fossil treasure, so that you can anchor into the earth energy. Breathing up that restoring, nurturing, grounding earth energy into all levels of your being. Taking your time, coming back from this meditation at your own pace. Noticing where you are now in body and mind. What's shifted? What's changed? What's still taking its time? And as you come back, perhaps taking a little stretch of the arms or rubbing the tops of the arms or the tops of the legs, just come back fully into your body. Feeling those qualities of resilience, endurance, and patience integrated within. Thank you.